6 months ago, a group of Duluthians brought their concerns to local political candidates, asking them to take specific steps to address the issues. Part of the Local Solutions to Poverty candidate forum in the fall included the commitment to a follow-up accountability session this spring. One of the issues talked about in October was MFIP, or the Minnesota Family Investment Program. The cash grants haven't been increased since 1986, and that's making it hard for the poorest families in the state to get on their feet. Representative Liz Olson says she supports an increase, but it's going to be a tough fight.
What happened is, when we're down in St. Paul, the governor puts out his numbers and says what he'd like to see. The Senate puts out their numbers and the House does theirs. So we're in a situation where usually the governor puts out good numbers that we like and we want to stand by it. Unfortunately, he did not have an increase for MFIP in his budget, which was a tough place to start from to see. And what we saw in the Senate and the House is bills were moving forward with bipartisan support. That looked good. And right now, as it sits in conference committee trying to figure out the differences in these bills. And the Senate has an increase of $13 in there. The House has zero for their increase. And unfortunately, the way it sits as well in the Senate, it's taking from a fund that also serves families in need. So it's taking money from one pot. Could be used in better ways in assisting MFIB. I mean, there's arguments to be made that maybe it's okay how it's going to work out. But nonetheless, it's kind of like, instead of fighting over that small piece of pie, let's just make the pie bigger. So that's the standpoint we want to come from. And those of us in the House, I watched the committee hearings where this took place, and people fought hard for this. Because a lot of the legislators in the DFL caucus, we have a large number of women and families, and a lot of their families had been on MFIP and could speak from personal experience, too, about that. So this is one that's easy to say, I will fight, and I hope that we get in a position where we have more people that care about this issue so that we can just fix this once and for all, tie it to a cost of living, try to increase it to where it needs to be.
Another problem low-income Minnesotans face is lack of access to dental care. Most dentists don't take Minnesota care, and that sends a lot of folks to emergency rooms or to a waiting list at the few clinics that can help them. Penny Love spoke to lawmakers at the hearing.
I spend every day in pain because access to dental care in Minnesota is restricted. I have currently been waiting since January of 2017 to get 3 teeth removed. My appointment is on the 10th of July.
Senator Eric Simonson had an update on that issue.
The problem is this. It's not that dentists don't want to help. It's that the reimbursement rate is so low, it's actually costing the dentist money to provide the service. And in many cases, they're doing that just out of the goodness of their hearts. But we've got to come to a place in this state where dentists should not have to go backwards in order to provide somebody care. That's the first thing that we need to do. The second thing that we need to do is make sure that people are having access to care that they need. You should not have to wait 6 or 7 months to get into a dentist for severe tooth pain. I mean, this is America, right? And this is Minnesota, and this shouldn't be happening. So we went into this session with the idea that this maybe is the year that we can get something done. As I said, the governor put forward a budget that had increases, to this reimbursement amount that would have put us on the road towards solving this problem. But this is a partisan thing, right? And I know some people don't want to talk about partisan politics, but in the state legislature, we have Democrats and Republicans. And right now, Republicans run the House and they run the Senate. And they put together the budgets. And their target for health and human services, which includes dental care, is a $500 million reduction. $500 million less than what we spent in the current biennium. So any thoughts of getting more money into areas such as dental care or into any other area of HHS is out the window. And this is what is frustrating for so many of us, is that we have people that are suffering. We know they are. And, I'd love to tell you that we can fix your problem, but coming from a negative $500 million to a plus number is going to be really, really difficult.